Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight was the season finale of the January 6th hearings, the TV event that investigates the day a mob of MAGA maniacs tried to help Mike Pence meet his hero. So, with phase one of the hearings coming to a close, let's catch up on the latest developments in our ongoing coverage of January 6th. After weeks of televised hearings, we're learning a lot about what happened on January 6th and the days that led up to it. We learned that Donald Trump was told by his closest advisors that the election wasn't stolen. We also learned that he set up a fake election defense fund that took millions of dollars from his supporters. We also learned that he knew his crowd was armed that day and still sent them to the Capitol anyway. And after all of this, guys, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think this Donald Trump guy might be bad news. I'm seeing like one or two red flags here. And I'm not the only one. Because remember how we learned in those hearings about how Trump tried to get Mike Pence to single-handedly toss out the election results? You remember that part? Yeah? Well, a bipartisan group of senators has decided that shit should never happen again.
Here in Washington, a bipartisan group of senators have cut a deal that would make it much tougher to pull off a repeat of what former President Trump tried to do, that effort to pressure his vice president into overturning the election. One measure would reform the Electoral Count Act to make it clear that the VP's job is, quote, solely ministerial, and that he or she does not have any power solely to determine, accept, reject, or otherwise adjudicate disputes over electors.
Wow. This is big. This is big. Senators from both parties have agreed to amend the Electoral Count Act of 1887 to make it clear once and for all that the VP cannot just toss out the election results. Which, yes, is something everyone in America already knew, except for one guy. You know? It's kind of like when in kindergarten the teacher makes an announcement to the whole class, but it was clearly directed at one kid. You know, it's like, okay, class, remember, we don't poop on the toilet. We poop in the toilet. That's for everyone to understand, okay, Donald? It was obvious to everyone else that the vice president can't just throw out the election results. That would make no sense. Why would you give so much power to someone who's otherwise totally powerless, huh? We like handing over control of America's drones to whichever kid wins the national spelling bee. It's what the founders wanted. But either way, this is a big deal. And it's also a good reminder for America that if an old-ass law doesn't make sense anymore, you can just change that shit. Right? And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's because people in the day were stupid. No, people back in the day were smart as hell, All right, they studied the classics. They knew how to write in cursive. They wore top hats, all the signs of an intelligent person. But they wrote the laws that made sense for their time. Huh? Yeah, they didn't need to spell this out because they didn't have a Donald Trump. So that law's changed. The vice president can't just overturn the election. And knowing America, and whoever writes this story, what's gonna happen is Donald Trump's gonna get all his people to become the electors in each state. They're gonna ignore the voters' rights, and they're gonna go, these are the votes, and then it's gonna come to Kamala Harris, and we'll be like, Kamala, flip the thing. She's like, But it looks like overturning the next election might be the least of Donald Trump's worries, because after all the facts that the committee has exposed about his last overturning, the Justice Department might be paying Donald a visit.
The spotlight on the Justice Department's investigation is growing. Attorney General Merrick Garland making it clear he will hold accountable every person who is criminally responsible.
No person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that.
Seen that side of Merrick Garland? It looked like he was about to cut a bitch. Did you see what he did there? Yeah, he turned into Samuel L. Jackson for a second. He's like, no person is above the. What about the Americans? He's like, what part of no person? Don't you understand, motherfucker? I said no person. Now, what's interesting about the story is that some Democrats are actually mad at Merrick Garland because they think he doesn't really want to prosecute Trump, right? They say he's slow rolling, he's trying to hide behind things, but I'll be honest, I get it. I think the man is in a tough spot here. Think about it. Even if Trump is definitely guilty, can you imagine what would happen if he gets sent to prison? The country would explode. Yeah, you thought January 6th was bad? Huh? Trump supporters would be storming everything if he got arrested. The Capitol, the White House, the Supreme Court. The only place that would be safe from them is libraries. He'd be like, don't go in there, they got history books. But it turns out Merrick Garland isn't even Trump's only problem, because right now he's being investigated by everyone, right? Congress, the state of New York, a district attorney in Georgia, the men in black, and I get it. No, human beings don't just look like this. It doesn't make sense. That's not a human thing. So Trump looks like he's in a tough spot right now. But if there's one thing we know about Donald Trump, is that getting out of tough spots is his specialty. He can get out of anything. Criminal cases, lawsuits, marriages, other marriages. And apparently Trump thinks he's found an ingenious way to get out of his current troubles.
It is sounding more likely that an announcement from former President Trump about a 2024 election bid is more of a matter of when and not an if. But it's not just about avenging a loss. Four people with knowledge of the situation tell Rolling Stone magazine that mounting legal issues are a motivating factor for Trump's desire to retake the Oval Office. According to the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, a sitting president cannot be charged with a federal crime.
Yeah. So it turns out some people are above the law. And it's crazy that Trump might run for president so that he doesn't go to jail. Yeah, you know, it's almost wild that Donald Trump is the only person who runs for president but has no interest in being president. You know, the first time he did it to try and drum up ratings for The Apprentice, and now he's gonna run just to stay out of jail. Like, his campaign slogan is probably gonna be, Trump 2024, I can't do time. I actually think it would make the campaign more fun. Yeah, can you imagine if Trump's running for president while he's running from the law? At every rally, he's just like, no child should ever learn pronouns or what. Oh shit, the cops are here. Rudy, open the sewer gate. You'll never get me. Pew-pew, pew-pew. Pew-pew. So, that's the end of the first season of the January 6th committee. And it ends with the possibility of Trump going to prison. And I'm sure right now, wherever he is, the man is probably terrified. He's just like, what do I do? Melania, I can't go to prison. How am I gonna survive? Don't worry, Donald. I'll give you tips. I've been a prisoner for 20 years.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.